USA Radio News. I'm Victor Paul. Global share markets rose Thursday despite the U.S. Central Bank's announcement of the large 0.75 percentage point hike in interest rates. Australian financial journalist Alan Kohler.
The market now is betting that the Fed funds rate, which is what they call their cash rate, will peak at 4%, up from an expected peak of 1.5% at the start of the year.
The central bank, like others around the world, is looking to curb rampant inflation against a backdrop of slowing growth and a deteriorating currency. North Korea has begun repairing a second tunnel at its nuclear test facility, while earlier restoration work appears ready to conduct an underground nuclear detonation. The Center for Strategic and International Studies said Wednesday that refurbishment work has stopped at the site's tunnel number 3, indicating preparations are ready for a seventh nuclear test. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.